In these turbulent financial times, securing your investments with gold and silver needs to be done before the dollar loses its value. Go to republicmonetary.com for the answers you need.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome back to the Declare Your Independence show with me, Jet Lacy, sitting in for the vacationing, for at least for this morning, Ernest Hancock. We let him sleep in this morning, give him a little break. We're sitting here in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona at the Freedom's Phoenix Studios. It's a place that I call my second home. I spend quite a bit of time here and I enjoy every second of it. I've met a lot of great friends in the years, the 1 year that I've been active in the freedom movement. And this people came from this weekend from all around to listen to a gentleman named David Icke speaks about, you know, a lot of different subjects. He actually gives 8-hour lectures. He only gives a couple a year, and they're just attended by people from everywhere. And we actually had people come down here from Utah, and people came all the way over from England. That's where David Icke's from. And we got to some of the people had heard about what we got going on here at the Freedoms with an S Phoenix studio. And they were impressed to say the least. And I'm really proud to be a part of this this movement that we have, because I feel that if we don't do something, we're not going to have a future, people. We're not. If we don't, our dollar is the way we do business with the world. And if our dollar is nothing, what are we going to have? We're going to have nothing. And at that point, then what's going to happen? We're either going to have to stand up or roll over. And I ask this question of people all the time. Which one are you going to do? Are you going to stand up for yourselves and your families and everything that you've worked for and earned in this world? Or are you going to roll over? And I start to get mad, you know, really I do, about what is going on in this world. Either you're going to stand up or you're going to roll over. And I'm going to stand up, and I'm sitting here with a lot of people that come to this Freedom's Phoenix workshop every single day that are standing up for what is right. And that is individual liberty. You're either, like Ernie says, there's only two kinds of people in this world. Those that just want to be left alone, and those that won't leave them alone. Again, I ask you, which one are you? Do you want to be left alone and live your life as you see fit? Or are you the one of the people that won't leave me alone for me to live my life as I see fit? Because that's the only way. The only way is individual freedom. It's the only way. It's the reason America became the greatest country in the history of the world. And it happened in breakneck speed because our whole system was built on the freedom of the individual. And if you take a look around, our rights are being eroded at an unprecedented rate. And it's coinciding with a loss of everything that made this country great. And so I ask you, is it a coincidence? I don't think so. What we need to do is get back to what is important. We have been so dumbed down and suckered into buying this bill of goods that have been sold to us by these people. We just got to break away from the matrix. We'll be right back on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show in just a minute.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to the Declare Your Independence show on RBN Network. I'm Jet Lacy, sitting in for the main man, Ernest Hancock. And I'm going to finish up the economy here in just a minute. But I wanted to talk about the debt and about them printing the money. And there's different ways that they do it. One is selling the debt, to other countries that you hear about, like China and Brazil and India and all these different countries that buy a certain amount of our debt as part of their own countries' portfolios, actually, the extra money that they have. And as far as that's concerned, they do that for a purpose, too, because still at this point, another problem that we'll be having if the dollar, crashes, is that every single barrel of oil that's sold throughout the world is traded in dollars. So actually, at this point, which probably won't be for much longer, that all these different countries that purchase oil, which everyone does, needs to have a certain amount of dollars in their supply or their reserves in order just to purchase oil. So the thing is, though, is they do this, and the government and the Federal Reserve, they have these little tricks up their sleeve that they go around they're actually monetizing the debt, which means they're just printing money flat out of the clear blue sky, and that's really bad, because with the debt, at least someone's holding on to it and we get to pay back at interest. But when they just start printing money for our own use out of the clear blue sky, that's called monetization. That's just a blatant increase in the amount of the money supply. And a lot of the ways they do that is through something called a carry trade, which is the borrowing of money at a low interest rate in order to invest in a security or investment that provides a higher interest. But how they do that is they do these money swaps because if it came out in the news that they were monetizing the debt, people would just be up in arms because everybody's already worried about hyperinflation of the dollar. But they, rest assured, they are monetizing the debt right now, billions at a time, just throwing it out into circulation, because as you well know, with our economy decreasing, we have less and less tax revenues that we're generating. The less money that we make, the less money we resultingly pay in taxes. And so what they, now that these governments, they're, making the government any smaller is just right out of the question. And I don't understand why, but they're not going to end any services or anything like that. They can't do it. They just can't, for whatever reason, because that somehow diminishes the power that they have over us. So what they do is they do these carry trades where they sell, quote, some other currency, ours. They create the money out of thin air to buy another currency, and then they spend it that way. And it's just dangerous cycle that we're going through right now, and it's all this is being done at the benefit of the large banks and corporations. And it is scary, but again, we have to face our situation without fear. Being afraid is just not an option that we really have right now. We need to stand up, or we're going to end up totally at the mercy of the banks that control our government. They've already did it at the G20 in Pittsburgh. They have basically said that they're going to create a different currency, and the U.S. dollar would no longer be the main currency of the world. It's already done. And that's basically what is the cornerstone of the New World Order that you hear about every once in a while. I speak about the New World Order all the time. And the New World Order, you know, this global government that they're talking about, has nothing to do with individual rights. It is a dictatorship of the banks, a small amount of banks, in a dictatorship situation running the whole world. And if you, at that point, you will be nothing more than a cattle, you know, or some other, you know, worker ant that they control. And the minute that you stop being productive, you're going to be culled from the herd. And it's already beginning to happen. That's part of the reason they're doing this healthcare stuff. And that's another story for another day. But they want control of another 17% of the economy, which will be the coup de grace, our death blow, if we give them another almost 20% of our economy. And you are going to see those, you know, withdrawal of care. You are going to see people getting denied, because if you cost them too much, you belong to them, and they're just going to do away with you, just like you would do to something that you owned. If you had like a cattle farm or whatever, and you had a milk cow that didn't produce enough milk to sustain what they're eating, what are you going to do? There's no such thing as putting them out to pasture anymore. They become McDonald's, some hamburger that people eat. So that's exactly what's going to happen to us if we don't wake up and stand up for ourselves. Is this the sort of future that you want for your children and your grandchildren, or you for that matter? Is this what you want? At what point is it too much? And I tend to get mad at these things. You know, I don't know. I tend to get really upset when I think about, I just want to live my life. But these people will not let me live my life as I see fit. They have hijacked the government through Wall Street. And when they say, oh, it's Wall Street, it's the corporations. Well, who do you think funds the corporations? Who do you think owns the major stakes in the corporations? The banks. And Paul Warburg, who helped create the Federal Reserve back in 1913, and the Warburgs are still in power. You know, they're his ancestors, I mean, his progeny and children. He said, give me control of a nation's money supply, and I care not who makes its laws. See? So we have a private company, the privately owned Federal Reserve, that has complete monopoly on our money supply. They don't care what our laws are. And so this is why you see a police state rising up. I urge you to watch someday America from Freedom to Fascism. It's a great movie about this gentleman, Aaron Russo, who was a Hollywood producer. He heard that there was no law that mandated people to pay the federal income tax. So he just decided to go down on this journey. And the journey, in order to find out about this, it was sort of his pet project, because he was otherwise wealthy. He was, Bette Midler's manager when she was really famous, and he produced Trading Places, one of the most popular and comedies ever made with Eddie Murphy. So he just decided to go down this road and make this movie about what's going on with the income tax. And where he ended up going down this road led directly to the police state that we are experiencing right now, because the banks are willing to, you know, because they control all the money, they need to keep us slaves in line. And in order for the, you know, like the Chinese and that to keep control of our, you know, keep buying up our debt, They want the slaves in line, making sure that we're going to keep paying those taxes and keep working hard and doing what we're told, so they can so they get their payment back. You know, they get their interest paid, and it's really kind of scary. So do we have enough time? No. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk. There's a thing that was on MSNBC. It was about Goldman Sachs. When we get back, we're going to go over that. It's a, and then we're going to talk about that further. And then after that, we're going to go into the other stuff with the marijuana, and we're going to talk about Freedom Summit, which is Ernie Hancock's summit for these speakers that are talking about liberty, and it's really, really interesting. And we're going to get deeper into that here in a little bit. But what's going on here is just unprecedented. I can't say it enough, and it disgusts me, and I just... I just want to go out and shout. It's one of those things like you got to get mad from the movie Network. You got to get mad. You got to go out to your window. You got to shout it. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Because I am. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore at all. And there's a lot of people out there, a growing number day by day, that are making that promise to themselves and their families as well. Because nothing's going to change if we do nothing. We'll be right back on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show. Be back in just a minute. God knows
I want to break free. There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Well, welcome back to the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show. My name's Jet Lacey. I'm filling in for Ernest today so he can sleep in. Maybe get a foot rub from Donna or something. I don't know. You know how he is. He likes to just, he needs to relax a little bit. He gets a little worked up. You know, we got to look out for the guy. Anyway, I'm hell-bent for leather in fighting the New World Order. And that's why I'm here every day, whether I'm on the other side of the glass or in the studio here. My main goal is to fight the New World Order and to teach you about what is being done to us on a grand scale. Now, I'm going to go to this this clip. It's called Goldman Sachs Black Magic, that was from MSNBC, which, to be honest, it's highly suspect when it's coming from MSNBC because they're really pretty much a tool of the government. So it makes me wonder really why they would come out with this story. However, the fact of the matter is this story in and of itself is very informative, and we're probably, it's a little bit, you know, a little bit longer, but it gives a really good amount of information as to exactly what Goldman Sachs, which is just one of the numerous companies and banks that are doing this kind of stuff to us, are up to. So we're going to roll that, and then we'll talk about it.
Time for a little magic, as you can tell from the cape, the hat, and yes, the wand, Alex.
Magic.
This is a first, but I feel very good about it. What we are going to attempt to do today,
through magic,
is to show how a single investment bank can make $3 billion in cash in 3 months' time and create absolutely no value as unemployment skyrockets, foreclosures soar, and the dollar collapses. The beautiful thing about this magic trick, I must say, however, is it requires no wand.
Right.
Even though it's fun because it goes like this. It requires no cape.
If you can untie it. You don't have to wear the magician's cape for this?
No need.
Why not?
You need not have a hat. In fact, it's better if you look like a very trustworthy man in a suit. Is my tie straight?
Yeah. You're looking very like a
trustworthy
banker. How about that?
Shall we begin?
Let's go.
All right. I, Dylan Radigan, will expose a Wall Street secret and answer the question everyone has been asking me this week. How did Goldman Sachs make $3 billion in 3 months' time when all this other stuff's going on? Really? It's just like pulling a rabbit from a hat. Let me explain how the investment giant managed this amazing trick. To the table, please. Of course, the astonishing end result, Goldman Sachs stock up 155% in the past 6 months, and Goldman Sachs netting, yes, $3.4 billion U.S. dollars. They're not worth what they used to be, but what the heck, they'll take them in the last quarter. Quadrupled its earnings, I dare say, from a year ago. Its second most profitable quarter in the history of the firm. Alex, it is like magic?
I'm not so sure.
Here's where the money came from. Financial advice, $325 million is pretty normal. Again, they are smart people, very smart, in fact, and they're very good at offering very sound advice, actually. Goldman's very smart people. Selling stocks, again, pretty normal Wall Street business, $363 million they made doing that. And then bonds worth about $200 million. I've said that one again. Not a big money business. Narrow margins. These are very transparent markets, so a lot of people can see the customers are well-informed.
Okay.
So you get basically an efficient price. It's a totally legitimate services, for sure.
Uh-huh.
And more bond underwriters, they make more money. More stock, they make more money.
Makes sense.
But then there's this last item. $10 billion in a single quarter from what they call trading and principal investments. So what does that mean? Well, basically, when our country crashed financially a year ago, Goldman Sachs used all the taxpayer money they were given to buy up all sorts of properties and investments. And now that the economy is recovering, Goldman Sachs is getting rich on the back of the American taxpayer. Since last October, Goldman Sachs has received from the government, that's you, you hardworking American, thank you, presto, $10 billion from the TARP, presto, $11 billion from the Fed, poof, $30 billion from the FDIC, and yes, kazam, $13 billion from AIG. That, a total of, yes, $70 billion U.S. dollars. Pretty good, right?
A lot of money.
Yeah. Here's where the magic comes in. Take a look at the chart down here. This is the S&P index right here. Mm-hmm. This is, again, a representation of what happened to the value of almost every asset in the world as a result of the financial collapse.
Okay.
So, again, over, you can see the stock market was sort of moving along there. I got a cigarette on my thing. I don't know why. You can see the market sort of marching along and goes in the gutter here. You
right.
see that?
Yep.
At the point that the market goes in the gutter last fall, we give Goldman Sachs $70 billion, as we just described. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They take that money and begin acquiring assets at a time when no one else in the world has any money. Imagine, if you would, that you are on your block, and how many houses are on your block?
I'd say 10.
10 houses on your block. Now imagine that every house on your block collapsed in value and was suddenly only worth 10 cents on the dollar because there was a great financial panic and a great real estate panic on your block.
I have to imagine.
That'd be, it happened, right? Now imagine that you went to the taxpayer and they gave you, Alex Witt, because you're Goldman Sachs, $70 billion, and you were able to go and buy every house on your block for 10 cents. Make sense?
Pause it.
In other words, they
can't. Yeah, we're going to go back to that when we get back to in just a minute here. But you sort of see what's going on here. They're taking our money that they got. A lot of it was for free. And they bought up real assets. They bought things that were money printed out of air that we have to pay back on our blood, sweat, and tears. And they got real assets in return. Good work if you can get it, huh? It's well, we'll be right back on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show in just a minute.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call
1-800-313-9443. I ask you, please, just give us 5 minutes alone. There's a lot of people in the banking industry I'd like 5 minutes alone with. I'm Jet Lacy. I'm filling in for Ernest on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And we're in the BEA Beautiful Freedoms with an S Phoenix Studios here in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. It's actually going to be a beautiful day here in Phoenix. It's been, we had a little bit of what I guess what you'd call an Indian summer. It's been hotter than the blazes, but it's going to be 85 degrees today. And I think I might get outside and get a little sun because I don't know where you guys are, but here, we're sort of in reverse of the rest of the country, that we sort of hunker down in the summer and just go hurry up from car to your inside wherever there's air conditioning. And when it gets the winter time, we're all out and about having fun, wearing shorts and drinking beers outside and whatnot. So anyway, I've decided to move on. Why? Because I'm handling the show today and the content. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this EIF, Entertainment Industry Foundation, thing that they're doing with the media this week. It's a whole week-long thing, and it's sort of time sensitive because I really want the listeners out there to pay attention to what's going on with regard to this propaganda campaign that the EIF has in conjunction with all the major broadcast companies and cable as well. It's called Answering the Call. President Obama has called for a new era of responsibility. In response, our television community with the EIF, Entertainment Industry Foundation, will launch a multi-year campaign to inspire action and promote a new way of thinking about service. We can turn up the volume for service and volunteerism. So the campaign elements under this press release that they sent out, they're having an unprecedented week-long of television programming on all four leading broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and all affiliated broadcast and cable properties as well, beginning October 19th, and that was yesterday. So if you're and the list of the shows that are participating is the biggest shows that there are. According to Paul Joseph Watson on PrisonPlanet.com, some of the ones that are participating are America's Funniest Home Videos, Castle, Dancing with the Stars, Desperate Housewives, Good Morning America, Grey's Anatomy, Cold Case, CSI Miami in New York, America's Most Wanted, Cops, So You Think You Can Dance, 30 Rock, Heroes, Parks and Recreation, The Office, and Today Show. And what they're propagandizing right now is about service, about volunteerism. Because why? You know, you're working every day, you're paying your taxes. That's just not good enough for them. You know, they're debasing the currency and they're making you avail the money that you had to spend less. But they're still not satisfied. They want you to donate your time, too. Well, isn't that classy? And what they said is they've inserted this responsibility for volunteerism into the plot and storylines of all of these. And there's many, many more where that came from, other than the ones that I read. Regarding education and children, health and well-being, environmental conservation, reduced energy consumption, economic development and financial security, and support for military and families. By connecting characters and storylines to broad themes around service, a picture will be painted what service and volunteering can look like today and inspire viewers. There's a reason they call it programming, folks. They're trying to program your brain. They want you to do. There's no such thing as just entertainment for entertainment's sake anymore. It's always a nefarious purpose with these large broadcast companies. Because, again, it goes back to what we were talking about with the banks. I mean, my example I always talk about is you got GE. That's one of the largest defense contractors in the whole United States, the whole world. You know, they make engines for jets and all kinds of stuff. But yet they also own NBC. So do you think that GE for 1 minute is going to allow NBC to put things in their news broadcasts or their, you know, television shows that could possibly sway people's opinion to hurt GE's bottom line? I would say the answer is no to that. But what they've done is they've just really done, they're kicking it off with this week-long attack, is what I call it. They call it a blitz. I call it an attack on the sensibilities of the public with regard to volunteerism because they want everybody to get involved. And if you remember during Obama's campaign, he talked about the need for volunteerism. You know, he wanted everybody to get involved. And I don't, it's another thing that makes me mad because they want us to work and work and work. And then on top of work, they want us to give more. Well, they don't give. What are they out there doing giving to us? You know, John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. But this is a little bit different than that because the government gave back to people at that time. You know, there was positive, you know, things that the government were involved in. And this is just a blatant grab. They're grabbing your money, and now they're grabbing your time. So it's just really, we're going to go to a Glenn Beck clip. And to be honest, again, I'm no fan of Glenn Beck. I think he's what I call a COINTELPRO. He's just out there, you know, telling lies mixed in with truths to confuse and confound everybody so they don't really know what to believe. But again, some of the things that he talks about are truthful. And so we're going to go to this clip of Glenn Beck talking about the EIF controlling the media.
When you're watching TV this week, you might notice a common theme on some of your favorite TV shows: service and volunteerism. You might think, if you're an average viewer, gee, that's a coincidence. Look at that, how much it's popping up. The Entertainment Industry Foundation, EIF, a major Hollywood charitable organization, which has been around for almost 70 years, raises money for health, educational, and social issues, is suddenly interested in being volunteers. This week, you will see it all over your television set. On more than 60 network television shows. 60. And not just a public service announcement, but service and volunteerism will be worked into the plots. Your favorite character might volunteer at the dog shelter or at the park or whatever. The EIF says their multi-year I Participate campaign will, quote, promote a new way of thinking about service and seek to persuade millions more Americans to volunteer regularly, end quote, in education, community health, environmental conservation, financial security, and support for military families. Oh, that's great. Thanks for the military tip of the hat. That sounds great, doesn't it? I just have one pesky question. Are we running out of volunteers in this country? I mean, Americans are some of the most generous and giving people in the world. Are we trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist? Are we creating a problem that doesn't exist to have an emergency that doesn't yet exist? Or is it just a coincidence that all of this falls into line with President Obama's Corporation for National and Community Service and a call for more service and volunteerism? Or not a coincidence at all? Well, Andrew Breitbart's BigHollywood.com has published now a memo from EIF. Remember? It reads in part, quote, President Obama has called for a new era of responsibility. Wait a minute. Hang on. I think I read about this or heard in that conference call with the NEA something like this. Anyway, a new era for responsibility, recognition on the part of every American that we have our duties to ourselves, our nation, and to our world to serve others. It is the price and promise of citizenship. In response, our television community with the Entertainment Industry Foundation will launch a multi-year campaign to inspire action and promote a new way of thinking about service. Well, this is fantastic. It's almost like we're living in Mao's China right now. But Mitch Metcalf, an EIF board member and NBC executive, hey, God, it can't be. Come on, Anita, call me. Look at Chairman Mao is right there ready to take your phone call. Go ahead, call me on that one. This can't be true, right? An NBC executive told the LA Times, we came up with this idea over a year ago. And, quote, we were lucky that the Obama administration happened to think that this was a worthy cause. I can't even read this with a straight face. And the First Lady in particular is behind this general effort. We're certainly not servicing the White House. No, no, not at all. And it's not like the First Lady has an interest. Mm-mm.
And today I'm also pleased to announce one outstanding example of that, an initiative created by the Entertainment Industry Foundation, an organization that harnesses the power of Hollywood to raise awareness of and money for pressing social causes. This foundation has enlisted the four major networks, ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, to take part in a week-long television event in support of national service. It's going to be a great thing.
Oh, it is. You love me. You really love me. This award means so much. Thank you. First Green Week and now Service Week. Soon we could have 52 weeks of the White House just writing scripts and tell us what we should all do. Last month, when the mayor of New York was celebrating a day of service, you know, instead of a day of remembrance to mark...
I don't know who irritates me more, the president or Glenn Beck, but what he was saying about that is absolutely true. You know, I don't speak in those snide and condescending ways, and I find it to be insulting But the fact that he was speaking, you know, about this situation with such candor is nice, because it does point out that you are being manipulated at every turn. Every time you see something like a billboard or any manner of media is usually meant to manipulate you in some way. And that's what advertising is all about. And there's certain things that, you know, there's products that, of course, they want you to buy them. And that's why they pay for the advertising. But they've sort of perfected this practice. And it, again, it gets used for more nefarious practices. And to go along with this, with the president and his wife and the EIF and all the major corporations, now you got President Obama and Bush 41, you know, George Herbert Walker Bush, at the his library, the Bush Presidential Library, talking about the same thing. Oh, there's an article from CNN that goes, Obama Bush turned bipartisan focus to volunteerism. And it said, Obama took the opportunity to emphasize that regardless of partisan politics, government can only do so much with the challenges facing Americans. He went on to say, it's a vision that's changed lives across this country, including that of a young woman who went to work for an organization called Public Allies to prepare young people for public service careers, an organization initially funded by the Bush administration, Obama said. Her experience there inspired her to devote her own life to serving others, and that young woman happens to be my wife, Michelle Obama. Now, come on. Let's really look at this, that this is nothing more than a ploy to get people to do more for less, actually zero. And I find it largely disgusting, because the one thing I did really agree with on Glenn Beck is that we are a very generous society. We have a community here in Arizona called Sun City. Actually, it's big enough to be its own city. And it's actually called the City of Volunteers. And there's people all over picking up trash. And you have to be 55 to live there. So it was pretty much the first retirement community in the United States that I'm aware of. And these people give and give and give. But at the same time, you know, with the Federal Reserve, they're taking and taking and taking from these people that are of retirement age. And then they're asking them to give more. And at what point are people not going to have any more to give, either time or money? It's coming. And this leech that we have attached to us, this parasite that's known as the banking industry, which has hijacked our government, its thirst is never slaked. It is never satisfied with the amount of blood that it takes from each and every one of us. And it will take and take and take until we have nothing left to give. And this is where we are today. And this is just one more notch in the old bedpost that they're trying to, this is one more ploy of theirs to try to get us and manipulate us into doing what they want for our detriment and their benefit. And these are the type of situations, you know, and these types of things that make me very angry. I'm all for volunteer. I'm doing this as a volunteer because I believe in what I'm doing. Everybody that comes here is doing this as volunteer. No one's getting paid to do any of this stuff, but they still want more. And it's so angering when they're giving us nothing back in return. And it's just, God, it's just, you just want to go out. And again, you know, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm going to open the doors and say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And I'm not going to do your little Obama volunteerism, because I'm going to do the volunteerism that I find to be of worth. I'm not going to go out and do jobs for people that they should be paying jobs. And this is really what it's breaking down to. They want people to go out and perform all these duties that were formerly paying jobs that, you know, are jobs that no longer exist because the bankers took all of our money and now there's no money to pay the people that would otherwise be paid to do these jobs. Well, I could go on for days, but we'll be right back with the last 5 minutes. I didn't get to a couple of things today, but we'll get back to them on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
You gotta fight the powers that be. Got so many voices. Sit on the scene. Giving up all around me. Basis for the pain.
You know, we gotta fight the powers that be, man. It's getting so funky in here, you can smell it. You know what I'm saying? Here at the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock show. With me, Jet Lacy, sitting in for Ernest. I got Drew surprising me. I thought I was gonna run the show by myself today. And he came in, actually scared the hell out of me, if the truth be told, when he came in, because no one was here. But I really, really appreciate him coming in and, you know, looking out for me, because it's it is a two-man job. And I appreciate you coming in, brother. I want to just talk in closing today about, Freedoms with an S Phoenix. It's the flagship of everything that we do around here. Freedoms with an S Phoenix.com. It's Ernie Hancock's website. And it's such a great portal for all your news because the news is mostly generated by readers and it's what's important to them. And then, but we welcome all comers, just like I said on the radio show when I guest hosted. I welcome all opinions. I welcome all points of view. And I encourage the debate as well, because that is the cornerstone of a free society, is the open exchange of ideas, the unfettered exchange of ideas and words among, you know, in a civil fashion. One thing Ernie's got coming up, Ernest, is December 4th through 6th is the Freedom Summit. It's going to be at the Sheridan Crescent in Phoenix. It's a beautiful hotel. I tell people it looks like an Aztec pyramid, but doesn't exactly. But it's a beautiful resort. From the 4th to the 6th of December, we're having Ron Paul speak, Thomas Woods from the Von Mises Institute, Charles Goyette, whose new book, The Dollar Meltdown, is just about ready to go on sale. And you can't believe how many people have endorsed this book. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I'm going to read it very soon. We're going to have Adam Kokesh, who is Iraq Veterans Against the War, running for Congress in the great state of New Mexico. We have Sheriff Richard Mack, you know, that was he's part of the Oath Keepers, and a Gary Franchi from Restore the Republic. Mark Victor co does the Freedom Summit with Ernest. He's a constitutional rights activist, but he's a lawyer, and he's a criminal defense attorney, and he's powerful in what he does. He really helps a lot of people. He's one of the very few lawyers out there. Lawyers get a lot of bad names, and a lot of them are deserved, but Mark really, he's really on the side of the people, as well as the host, Ernest Hancock. He's going to be speaking as well. Not that he would ever give up that opportunity. And the headline is "The World's Greatest Depression Is Nigh, Now What?" So, you know, all these, all this talk that you hear about, you know, recovery and things like that, everything that's being done right now, I can assure you, is on a castle made of sand, built on top of a swamp with, on top of toothpicks. So we are in trouble, people. We are in serious trouble. And the only thing that is propping us up right now is the bailout money. And when that bailout money runs out, they're going to either do another bailout or we are in a lot of trouble. So I thank you for listening to me here today on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock show. Again, I thank Drew. I've had a really good time. I'm going to fill in now and again for Ernest. And we're going to keep fighting the fight no matter what. We're going to keep it up, and we're not going to quit until we get the right to be left alone and to live and lead our lives as we see fit without someone looking over our shoulder every minute of every day. I thank Ernie for everything that he's done for me and all the freedom that he promotes day in and day out. He's dedicated his life to it, and I look forward to doing more shows here. And we will see you soon, one of these days this week. If not, I'll be on the other side. Bye-bye.